Welcome back to Bladder Briefs, Teehee Briefs, quick takes on true crime that might save you some deliberation. Does the generic name of today's topic, a limited series whose title suggests the stereotypical black cover red letters true crime tomes of yore, reflect the content? Counselors in my chambers for Ministry of Evil, the Twisted Cult of Tony Alamo. The crime, per Wikipedia. The Alamo Christian Foundation was a Christian cult founded in 1969 by Tony Alamo and his wife, Susan Alamo. Both foundation and founders were dogged almost from the beginning by accusations of tax fraud, the other kinds of fraud, physical and sexual abuse of congregants, and violations of labor law. The story. Sundance premieres a four-part exposé on Los Alamo, Ministry of Evil, tonight. That's Wednesday, February 27th at 11 p.m. Eastern. Sundance's press materials describe the series thusly. Ministry of Evil chronicles the life and crimes of Tony Alamo, who together with his wife became a born-again fire and brimstone televangelist and cult leader. The two launched the Tony and Susan Alamo Christian Foundation in 1969, which soon evolved into a cult that is said to still operate today. Together, by skirting the law and enforcing a code of silence among their followers, the Alamos came to wield unimaginable power, becoming millionaires on the backs of their believers. This new docuseries explores the cultural consequences of the Alamo Empire and features rare archival footage, including an exclusive videotaped deposition with Alamo himself. It also weaves together interviews with the FBI agent who took Alamo down, as well as cult survivors who have never previously shared their stories. I'd had a couple of queries as to whether I planned to cover this one, and I'm a little bit regretful that I didn't make it the topic of the main podcast, because I'm wondering if I've just watched too many docuseries on this general subject in the last few months, if they've become a bit too predictable in build and build up to register, and I kind of wanted to bounce that off of somebody. And I'd love to hear from you guys on that. On whether, after various Jonestown series, after Wild Wild Country, and Dr. Death, and Over My Dead Body, and All the Dirties John, and this part of the brain just gets fatigued, unable to admit any new information or register it as compelling because the way it served is so familiar. I've only watched the first episode of Ministry of Evil so far, and I can recommend it for a couple reasons. First, this may be a well-known entity to some of you, but I'd never heard of the Foundation or the Alamos, so it's all new territory for me, and I suspect for a lot of viewers, even if they had heard of the group before. Second, the press email is right. The series does get good access, and the way various family members talk about the Alamos is fascinating. Not to mention some of the grimmer details, like children with maggots in their diapers. Yikes. I kind of wish Chris, Susie's daughter, had had a whole episode to talk about her mother's con artistry, but at the same time, when she opens one tale with, "Mama wanted to be a movie star," that kind of tells you everything you need to know. There's also a guy who specialized in getting people out of cults and reuniting them with their families, who maybe should have an episode to himself as well. In the clip coming up, he notes at the end that negative publicity brought to bear on cults by loved ones outside it, at the end of the day, the kind of thing Leah Remini is trying to do with her series on Scientology, may not be the kind of negativity the agitators have in mind.
One of the phenomena of the late 60s and 70s is the spread of religious cults. Opponents of the cults say they get and keep their members through mind control.
I had a national practice assisting the victims of cults and authoritarian groups of various kinds. In the late 1960s through the 1970s, there were a lot of families with family members who became members of these groups and cut themselves off. Many spouses and family members decided to go to the media thinking that publicity would reveal the terrible thing that's happening and that they could get their loved one out. That never worked, to my knowledge.
That's Peter Georgiadis, excuse me if I'm mispronouncing that name, and that's good intel. Ministry of Evil isn't dull or inept. It's from Barbato and Bailey, the World of Wonder guys, maybe best known for reality series like Million Dollar Listing and Drag Race, but also for documentaries like The Eyes of Tammy Faye, Becoming Chaz, and HBO's Heidi Fleistock. It's not like they aren't pros at putting an hour of television together, and that Party Monster documentary was pretty decent. But there's something so familiar, so professional about the assembly of Ministry of Evil that it doesn't seem felt. In order to set a docuseries apart from the hours and hours of material we've already consumed on Scientology or Jim Jones, you need more than a shocking abuse of power, exclusive archival photos, and an almost automatedly effective algorithm for structuring nonfiction that drops new names and cruelties into the same overfamiliar slots. You need to care. You need a felt point of view. I'm not saying nobody on this production cared or that this is the product of a programmed calculus. Maybe I'm not getting a ton of emotional traction as a viewer because this viewer watches literal, actual days worth of this sort of material in the course of the average several months. But maybe someone in the production office was like, hey, nobody's done a series on this one. Let's put together a sizzle reel and see which basic cable network bites. I'll finish out the four episodes because, like I said, it isn't bad. There's just something missing, a heart or a rage that would make Ministry of Evil great instead of highly capable. Again, this highly capable series begins this Wednesday night. That's tonight at 11 p.m. and will air every Wednesday at 11 p.m. thereafter. Do you need a quick review of another property that sounds like the product of an online name generator? Send me your Fatal Love Blood Pact suggestions, Blotter Presents on social media, or bunting at the-blotter.com. Patreon tipsters get extra briefs, snark briefs, and sneak preview content, and you can join the tipster roster at patreon.com/blotterpresents. Thanks for listening to today's Blotter Brief. I'm your host, Sarah D. Bunting, and I am always prepared to rule.